Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It is indeed the Mighty Bogey and Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket. Bogey was on this morning, so he is not on now. It's Woji Aloney. Got a big show, action-packed show lined up for you, leading up to Tigers baseball at 6:40. At 6:09, we'll talk to Cincinnati Bearcats coach Luke Fickell. At 6:22, we'll talk to the owner of Bearcats 24/7. And then we'll get the player's family on the phone to set the record straight on the big story of the day. Boy, oh boy. My, oh my. That was fun. And listen, I don't care what people perceive or whatever. I just like to get the full story out and not let it become, and I've said this before, an echo chamber of one opinion just bounces off the wall, boom, boom, and it comes back around and nothing else comes in and it's a vacuum. And I'm not here, trust me, I'm not here to defend Jim Harbaugh. He doesn't need to be defended on this because there is no pending issue for him at all, which is why I go back to what I said during the little crosswalk. Is in this whole Harbaugh versus James Hudson versus Cincinnati versus Luke Fickell, this is what you have to do sometimes, because we don't have all of the facts in front of us, but we do have quite a few comments where Fickell admitted that he called Harbaugh and wanted to know why you support him. And Harbaugh said he tried to give me a story to say that wasn't the truth. Okay. We do know that. But even past that, just ask yourself, and I can't believe I'm talking about this. I blame Valeni and them. Okay? I didn't even want to talk about it.
What happened? Did we bring up something?
Yes, you did, Hatchet.
Oh, I just got here. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And ask yourself this, in this whole, when these things become a big deal, in this whole thing, who has the biggest incentive to lie, and who has the smallest incentive to lie? And when you look at this, and I know the reflex is coaches always lie, college coaches, it's sleazy, it's gross, it's scummy. Sure, some element of that is true. But the biggest incentive to lie, as near as I can tell, unless I'm missing something, and feel free to tell me, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. The biggest incentive to not lie, but to make an issue of this, is Luke Fickell, the coach at Cincinnati, James Hudson, the player who wants to be eligible, his mom, who feels like her son was done wrong, Bearcat 24/7 to stir it up for the Bearcats. What is Harbaugh's incentive here? Coaches can't block transfers. If they transfer, it's up to the NCAA. What is the mitigating circumstances and everything else? And I think, obviously, Harbaugh wasn't happy that Hudson was transferring or decided to transfer the day after he didn't go in as a backup offensive tackle and didn't say a word about mental illness to the own kid's words himself. No, I didn't bring it up because it's really hard to say things like that. Okay, so how can Harbaugh confirm to the NCAA that it was a mental illness issue? And then the NCAA would say, okay, let's see the doctor's documents. You guys obviously take mental health seriously, right? So which counselors did he talk to? What? And that would look terrible for Michigan, wouldn't it? Like, to lie and say, yeah, he did seem. So he had to shut it down and say, no, I can't say that. I'm not going to lie. because that is what the NCAA uses. They use doctor's reports, doctor's notes to find out if there is an extenuating circumstance other than playing time or, oh, I just want to transfer because a different position or whatever. There has to be documentation. I don't even get how this is even an argument. I honestly don't. I'm trying to sift through like the crazy Italians and his, other than just the, you know, continuing Harbaugh's a loon and everything's crazy, and which, yeah, he does. He puts himself out there. He says things. But part of the reason this became a big issue is because Harbaugh in Chicago at the Big Ten Media Day became one of the first college coaches in America to say, open transfer rules, one free transfer for every player. No, so you don't have to make up or come up with reasons. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to get a doctor's note. You don't have to do anything. Free transfers. And that's where the James Hudson thing came up, because I'm guessing here now, this is my opinion, that after hearing nothing about mental illness and appearing to be cold-hearted because you didn't treat mental health illness seriously, Harbaugh is forced to say, he never said a word. And the kid admits he never said a word. And I'm not disparaging the kid at all. I mean, he's confused, position switch, probably just wanted to leave, didn't know how to express the reason or whatever. But don't pretend like there's some sinister thing here of, like, what is there to even gain? Tell me honestly, what Michigan and or Jim Harbaugh has to gain by making this an issue. They gave their statement. It's a template, actually. It's a blanket statement that you often do with transfers and say, we have no objection to him transferring. We don't agree with the reason, or we don't agree with why he's transferring, but we are in no position to object to it. And that said, I think partly because they didn't really know the reason other than they assumed playing time, and because that's exactly how it timed up. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is the 97136. Let me go to the ticket text here before I go to the phones. And again, I can't believe I'm sucked into talking to this. I curse you. I mean, I guess it's a good issue to bring up as far as transfer rules. But when people spin it into, oh, Michigan or Harbaugh is mocking mental health or isn't buying it, or he's being evil and mean. And no, I don't think that. I think he's playing the game at the highest level, not necessarily on the field, but the highest competitive level. Where you go back and back, coaches used to try to pull this crap all the time and block players from transferring and everything else. And I don't know, Brandon Peters looks like he might be the starting quarterback for Illinois this year, right? I mean, and oh my God, Harbaugh broke all the rules by going to get a transfer quarterback that pushed out Brandon Peters. And clearly they got a better quarterback. That's how it's played at the highest level.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.